Hello, everybody. I keep saying this, time is moving so fast. It's really hard to believe we're already at the end of October. Halloween's going to be on Wednesday. Oh, my goodness, and we're into the holiday season. This is amazing, incredible, and it looks like we will be moving during that time. So we will be with you, and we will have our store completely open for business. And I also want to apologize for any difficulties any of you may have had on our website. We have called in a professional to give us the equivalent of a second medical opinion on what might have never been done correctly on the deep structure of the website that allows certain recurring problems to happen. But I know most of you have had no trouble at all, and we're very pleased that it's such a pretty website and so much more easy to find all of the products and services we offer. So we thank God for that, and we know that we're going to be repairing all of the little glitches that did happen. My goodness, it's hard for me to believe what I've been through in the last 6 months. It just shows how fast the world is turning. But we want to find peace in our hearts now, quietness in our soul, and be ready to receive the blessings of Christ. So let us turn our hearts into this place of peace where we are grateful for everything that we already have, for our life, our health, all the wonderful experiences that we've had so far in this life, and all the hopes and the faith we have that we will have many, many more through our own love and by the grace of God. And with that invocation, I really would like to call everyone into a state of personal blessing for your life. It's very hard to receive a blessing from someone else, even God, even Christ, even the Holy Spirit, if we are ourselves not willing to bless our life. So I want you to hold in your mind, in your thoughts, the most wonderful day you could have, how that would be, and how you could receive it with gratitude, expectation, joy, and abundance. As you bless yourself, you can know that you will always have a partner in God to meet you more than halfway, bringing further blessings to you. I just wonder if you've ever noticed that when you smile at someone, something more wonderful happens than if you had frowned at them. When you give someone something, you almost always get something back, maybe not from that person, but from somewhere else. This is the reciprocal action of God, of the Holy Spirit, of the universe, and even our human family recirculating goodwill. And it just happens when we take the initiative of pouring something good into the world. Our cup starts flowing over. It multiplies. I was reading something a few days ago in preparation for our class later this afternoon about how important it is to build our vocabulary. And in studies that have been made about it, it's been observed statistically that for every new word a person learns, and I mean you really learn it, you use it toward yourself, you use it toward others, you use it about others. In other words, you use it from all directions several times, and then you use it in sentences, and then you use it socially so that you know you've got it. For every one word you learn, 30 new words come to you by association. This has been statistically discovered in careful studies of vocabulary expansion. If this can happen with one word, how much more likely is it to happen with one good deed? As you bless others, you become blessed. As you even bless yourself, you make yourself an open and more ripe recipient for the blessings of others and the blessings of God. And so it's with that spirit I would like to call us into the blessing today. And I would love to hear from somebody how you're doing, how you're feeling, what you're thinking, any questions about the blessing, comments about it, how is it going with your life. We do have just a few minutes, and I would love to take some calls. So, hi, we have a call from Jackie. Hello, Jackie, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. First of all, I love what you just said about, you know, the whole reciprocal thing, and when you give, you get back. And so I actually would like to ask for a blessing, two blessings, actually, specifically. One for my dad, who has been in the hospital this whole week, and we just recently found out on Tuesday that he has multiple myeloma. So we're just dealing with the whole situation, and it's been kind of like a surreal thing for me and my family. And from Sunday, last Sunday to this Sunday, he seems to be getting better and his strength and everything. And last night I spent the night with him at the hospital, and I did a blessing and everything, so it was really great. But I'd like to ask a blessing for that. And also, we've had so much support and love from friends and family. Like, I've never experienced so much love and solidarity coming from so many amazing, amazing friends. And I know it's because, you know, me and my stepmom, my whole family, we're such givers. And I know it's like we're reaping everything that we have sowed.
Of course, it's your bread on the water.
Yes.
That is a perfect example of what I was saying.
Yeah. So when you said it, it totally, like, hit me. But I'd love to ask a blessing to those who don't have that kind of support, who are in a place where, you know, they might be in the hospital, they may be struggling with something, and they just don't have that. And I just can't imagine what going through a challenge without having any support from other, you know, from brothers and sisters.
That is such wonderful empathy, Jackie, and thank you for mentioning that. We will include them in our prayers today and our blessings, and a special blessing for your dad. That the very most wonderful consequences can come from this event, and we often don't know what those wonderful consequences will be. We embark on the unknown, but when we do it with faith, with courage and a good attitude and appreciation for all the love that we're being given, only the best can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Glenda.
You're welcome. And we have a wireless caller. I would call your name, but it didn't show up. Area code 209.
Hi, Glenda. It's Sandra.
Hello, Sandra.
Glenda, when you were talking about the word and how getting a new word out and receiving 30 new ones, it reminded me of what's been going on in my own life. I lost my job in 2008, and it's been, you know, many, many years now since I've been able to find employment. And a couple of months ago, I started doing administrative work for free. And I made friends with a couple of ladies that own a restaurant here in town, and I've been updating and creating menus for them. And as a result, they were quite surprised when I told them I didn't want money, but that I'd rather have a reference and a letter of recommendation. They were tickled pink. But what I found is that they're now introducing me to other business owners that they know, and I'm beginning to get in a freelance work.
See, that is so wonderful, and that's exactly how it works, Sandra. Sometimes we can become stingy from our regrets or recriminations or anger that life dealt us a bad card. and we can grieve and we can be depressed over it, but that's not going to ever cause anything to get better. What you're doing is a perfect example of how to turn a life around. You offer a blessing to others, and they will bless you.
Yeah, it's really been great, and it's given me a lot of new friendships as well.
That's terrific. I love it. And I get letters like this from our blessing givers who write me and say, Glenda, it is such a privilege to offer blessings, but I had no idea how many I was going to get back.
It works.
It does. Indeed, it works. And there are a lot of collateral benefits for anyone receiving these blessings, because it will pour over to other people in your life. And the people around you will see you just a little more optimistic, feeling a little more chipper, putting a little more creativity in and bounce in your step, and it becomes contagious.
Yeah, it has, that's for sure.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that to everybody, because it really, really helps when you see the way other people are experiencing the blessing. Because sometimes when we go to anything, whether it's the doctor or to visit an old friend or to have a psychic reading, we bring to those occasions our expectations. We expect that psychic to tell us where the love of our life is living. We expect the doctor to give us the bill of health we want, or to point to something we think we know is going wrong and help us with it, or a friend to be in the great state of being that we shared with that friend for years. Sometimes we go there and we don't get anything we expected. See, we bring our expectations, and when we don't get our expectations, we fail to look at the fact that, okay, that psychic couldn't tell us where our true love is, but that psychic could tell us that we need to listen to our doctor, and that's before you go to your doctor. Your doctor finds something you didn't expect to be wrong, but because the psychic told you, you listened. You went to visit your friend, and you find that your friend has been going through some health issues, and she has learned about some great alternative medical approaches, which now you can use. So, you see, sometimes our expectations blind us to what's being given to us. But when we hear from other people what they received from a blessing, it opens that window. It opens the door. It lets a little bit of fresh air come in. It lets other people say, oh, well, gee, I didn't get my leg healed, but I did have so much more energy and optimism. I got a raise at work. They say, oh, wow, I didn't put that together. This is one of the reasons we speak on the call. This is a great value that you're giving to others. You may actually be giving to others the realization of their blessing, or an opportunity for me to address a question that answers something for other people. And this is why I spend time with this. I know that probably most of you want to hear a presentation from Glenda. But if you look in between the lines, you're getting one. I'm just tailoring it to the needs of our community, because as we grow with more and more faith and solidarity as a community, we're also expanding our blessings, and our blessings extend to others. So actually, I guess this is one of those times when, without any further ado, I should move into speaking about what is a blessing. You know, no one can live your life but you. even though we were created in the image of God to be a part of God in our fulfillment, we were given a unique and particular life. And then we chose some of our adventures, and the adventures brought sometimes problems we didn't expect. We knew there would be a challenge. After all, an adventure isn't an adventure without a challenge. I don't think anyone would take a trip on the Amazon River without expecting some challenge. You might run into some flooding or whitewater or dry beach or something, portage being necessary. Something might happen to one of the boats and everybody has to stack up into almost overfilling another. Okay, you expect problems on an adventure. But sometimes the problems come about that you didn't expect. And you feel overwhelmed by those problems because you said, look, I knew I was taking on a challenge, but I didn't expect the roof to fall in on my head. What do I do? How do I find my support? Well, this can happen. First of all, I want you to know this can happen to anyone. It's not because you did something wrong. It's not payback for bad deeds. There's a certain randomness in our universe. We have all kinds of planetary and galactic events happening that create meteor storms and all kinds of bodies of circulating astral objects like comets move through our environment. Sometimes sun flares have an impact on the Earth, and the Earth floods, and we happen to be in the wrong place where that flooding is occurring, or we happen to be in the path of a hurricane or a volcano or a tsunami or an earthquake. And we say, well, why is God punishing me? Actually, there is no punishment in these things. This is not about punishment. The fact is we agreed to incarnate on a planet that doesn't always have predictability or give a clear forecast on the events that will be happening. But there's always opportunity. There's always a way of reconciling ourselves with the kingdom of heaven within. There's always a way of going back to point zero, which is where the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God lives within us. And when we touch that place and we feel the blessings of God there, those blessings then become magnified in the outer world. I think there's no better example of that in the Bible than the book of Job. Job was a very wealthy man, and he had earned his wealth honestly. He had a good family to which he was faithful, and they were faithful to him. He was a good citizen and a pillar of strength and virtue in his community. And according to the legend, which may be metaphor, may be actual, we're not exactly sure, but the evil advocate asked God, would he love you if you took all this away from him? And God said, of course he would. And the evil advocate said, well, I dare you. Try it and see what he'll do. And so everything was taken away from Job. And in the beginning, Job actually considered this to be maybe the consequence of something he had done wrong. And he looked for ways of making amends, repairing his life, praying for forgiveness. But it didn't work because he hadn't done anything wrong. It wasn't appropriate. He tried to earn back what he had lost. But that wasn't what went wrong. Because he he didn't mismanage his wealth and therefore lose it. So that wasn't the answer. He tried loving and blessing his family. Well, there was nothing wrong in his family that caused the problem. So that didn't work. Nothing in the external world worked for Job. And he literally tried everything. He took alms to the temple. He prayed day and night. And finally, without going through the whole story, which would take us beyond our time now, finally, he surrendered into the inner kingdom of his unity with God when he said, "Oh God, if I have only thee, I have everything." He surrendered from needing anything other than his connection with God within. He found that place that God would never take away from him. You see, God only removed or challenged the external things. Gave him poor health, took away his material goods, his place in the community, his family, and so forth. All the external things God took away from him. But God would never take away that one central connection, that inner sanctum of unity we each have with God. That is unbreachable, never ending, eternal. And finally, when Job found that place and saw it to be the ultimate blessing of his life, it rebuilt everything in his life to where his life reblossomed. He became wealthier than before. His family returned to him. Health returned to him. His family and his place in the community was completely restored. So, this is very relevant to the place we go in this blessing. Yes, we ask for the external things of our life to be enhanced, provided, completed, fulfilled. And God knows that we want these things because we've spent life, efforts, and our dreams on it. And God is compassionate with the fact that children need their toys. But compared to the power of the kingdom of heaven within, that's all they are. They're just toys we share with our other fellow children. In this blessing, we plan to take you to the center of your being, where all blessing is born. This is where you are in perpetual union with God, with or without words of prayer. And too many words of prayer can actually take you away from that place, which is why Yeshua was very reluctant to teach the apostles how to pray, because he didn't want to teach them how to go to the temple and chant. He didn't want to teach them prayers that were like the Psalms of David, that are beautiful, but they go on and on with poetic rhythm and can distract anyone from this kingdom. Every line in the Lord's Prayer takes us back to the kingdom of God within, which is what the prayer is all about. If you ever need words to pray, let that be your prayer. And then if you need words after that, then say to God, "I know you understand all of my needs and desires, and I know that you will help me to birth them from our place of unity within." And this is really a prayer that works. It always works. It works like the miracle of Job, because that's where Job returned, and that was the secret of the recovery of his life. This is what many, many mystics have found. Many, many saints have discovered. And to step outside the Christian envelope, we see this in the life of Buddha. Before he was the Buddha, Siddhartha. He went out to be in a state of complete disavowal of worldly goods. In fact, virtually on the edge of starvation, living with nothing, as if living with nothing was the answer. Living with nothing will do no more for you than living with everything will do for you. Because either way, the focus is on the external. Once he had his complete epiphany from the center of his being in the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God within, then he understood that the way is a way of moderation that always keeps us in balance with our center. And even moderation is not an end in itself. It's the balance point that's an end in itself. That kingdom within is the place of ever-flowing blessing that puts us in communion with our own eternity, hand in hand with the Creator. So having said that, I would like to move us into the blessing now. Allow your attention to just fall into your heart, this pure and perfect center of your being, where you need nothing and yet have it all, where your desires are fulfilled simply through surrender, knowing that everything you desire is in the hands of God. And as you need it, will be supplied. I would ask blessing givers who wish to join me to stand up now and be ready to offer the blessing as I give my invocation to Yeshua, and each of you be in a state of prayerful surrender in your heart for the next 3 minutes as we offer the energetic side of the blessing. Then I want you to rest for 7 minutes and assimilate that energy. The reason we assimilate is because you have a unique signature of energy. Everyone does. And the love and the of the Holy Spirit, of God, of Christ, brings in universal supply that needs a few moments to adapt to you. Inhale it, not only with your lungs, but your heart, your blood, all the cells of your body, and the electromagnetic field of energy around your body. Don't think, just drink of the blessing. Let us begin. Dear Yeshua, the one who has taught us about the kingdom of heaven within, the one who encouraged us to live from that place, that we may have greater fullness in the world, which brings us greater meaning as we enjoy it. We ask your blessings upon those who have not learned this yet and who struggle with both excess abundance and undersupply, neither of which bring fulfillment. We ask your blessings upon those who feel alone and abandoned, especially if they are in hospitals or undergoing some serious challenges of their physical health. We ask for those newborn children coming into this world, finding their orientation. We ask for those who have just passed or are passing, that they may be received fully from the kingdom of heaven within into the kingdom of heaven of God. We ask that your blessings always resound within us as our love meeting your love, creating abundance for all things in our life. Amen. your energetic blessing is now complete. Go rest and receive and fully assimilate, knowing how loved you are and how richly you have been blessed. Thank you for being with us, and I look forward to being with you again next week. I love you all very much. Bye-bye.